League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
You can feel it. We're into September. You get all the fairs starting up in all these towns around Connecticut. The fair foods, you can almost smell them at all these fairs. Every Tuesday, we talk food and drink with CT Food Girlie. You can find her on Instagram.
Yes, it's that time of year again when Connecticut welcomes the summer and fall seasons with carnivals, festivals, fairs in every corner of our state. The only difficult choice that I have is deciding which ones to attend.
Right.
I'm going to start us off. This one's coming up. It's the Guilford Fair. It's running from September 20th to September 22nd. The Guilford Fair has midway rides, games and food, cattle, vegetables, baking, canning, flowers. They have that antique tractor pull and show as well. It's actually Connecticut's second oldest agricultural fair, established back in 1859, which I love that. It's great to keep the tradition up. And for food at the Guilford Fair, I'm going for the apple crisp. This is served with caramel, vanilla ice cream, whipped cream, and a cherry on top. I love a good baked potato as well. This year, the Guilford Fair added a potato vendor so you can load it up with all the good toppings. This year, too, I really want to try the chicken tots from Dolly's. It's breaded, bite-sized fried chicken pieces. They have plenty of different toppings. Personally, I'm going to get the buffalo sauce and ranch drizzle.
My new dream job, potato vendor. I want to do it and add it to my LinkedIn. I want to add all the toppings to the great potatoes.
That does sound great. The baked potatoes, that's an underrated fair food. Yeah, you think about the fried stuff, but those baked potatoes are great.
It's so funny because you can easily make that at home, but something about having it at the fair.
You got to have it walking around. Yeah, that's right, with the plastic fork.
Oh, it hits with the plastic fork. Next one I have for us is the Orange County Fair. That's September 21st to 22nd. So now they have that classic car show and tractor pulls. They added some new items this year that I wanted to share. If you do go to the fair, they have a grilled cheese curd sandwich with bacon and caramelized onion jam on fresh sourdough bread. They have deep fried peanut butter and jelly pockets, which they're sprinkling with powdered sugar on top. And they have a fresh peach cobbler, so with whipped cream. They have a hot honey chicken sandwich and a fresh Philly cheesesteak egg rolls.
I made a mistake. I didn't eat before we started this. And all of that sounded so good.
So great. The peanut butter and jelly thing is like right up my alley. Oh, that sounds awesome.
Right? It's like an Uncrustable.
Yeah.
There's a little nostalgia there.
Exactly.
The last one I have for us is the Durham Fair. Now, that's September 26th to September 29th. That begun in 1916. The Durham Fair continues its tradition today as Connecticut's largest agricultural fair. They have a great beer, wine, and cider tent where they display Connecticut breweries. For food, they have a burger. It's new. It's called the Lion's Roar, and you can order this at the Lion's Club booth. It's a 6-ounce Angus burger with cheese, bacon, fresh barbecue pulled pork, fried onions, and apple butter.
I do love how these fairs kind of tie together tradition, right?
Yeah.
It's so much fun. It brings community together.
Yeah, and that burger just sounds like the fall. Like, it's got the apple butter. Oh. Like, that just feels like, tastes like fall.
I love it. They also have a wide variety of corn, which I love. Now, they either have sweet kettle corn, fresh buttered corn on the cob, corn on a stick. I've seen it with Flamin' Hot Cheetos, or even some zesty street corn, too. Durham Fair is the place to be.
Nice.
And I also want to lastly mention that the Big E starts in 3 days from today, September 13th, and now that runs to September 29th. So you definitely have a couple of days to go check out the Big E as well.
That's always a great time there. Connecticut Day is the 18th, I think, next Wednesday. Yeah.
Oh, I'm excited. I'm going to be there on the 18th, so I hope it's a good time.
There you go. Perfect. All right, CT Food Girlie, coming up at 6:25. We're going to talk about our favorite fair foods. I have a list of all the things that I can't wait to get. And we want to hear yours too, Alex. So that's coming up in the 6 o'clock hour, starting at 9.9. It's Kevin and Jenna. It's fair season. Every Tuesday, we talk food with CT Food Girlie. You can find her on Instagram at CT Food Girlie. And we were talking about all the fairs earlier, about Guilford and Durham and the Big E and Orange. And we want to talk about the foods that we like. So if we're going to all these fairs, what we like to eat. Jenna, let's start with you. If you're going to the fair this weekend, what are you going to get?
Okay, so if there's a fair that's got the chocolate chip bucket, I'm going for it. I'm going straight to that booth because that's all I want. I want a bucket full of those mini, like, chewy chocolate chip cookies.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, perfect. And then also, you can't go wrong if you're getting a fresh lemonade, at least in my book.
Oh, you got to wash it down. Yeah.
Yeah, I got to wash down all that sugar with more sugar. But I like it because, you know, the fresh lemonade, it's kind of like muddled lemons.
Yep.
Yeah, with the sugar added. And then water. It's simple, but so delicious. Fried Oreos. I should have mentioned this first because, like, come on, top tier, a classic.
It's a staple.
Yeah. And then this is a recent favorite of mine. When I lived out in Vermont, there was there's a very popular fair out there, and they serve deep fried tacos.
What?
It was amazing. Wow. Yeah, it was like a giant. It's like kind of like more of a burrito shape.
Yeah.
Dipped in batter. It's stuffed with all those taco lettuce, pico de gallo, the chicken or the beef. And then it's deep fried and you get it. And it's got like that crispy exterior. Excuse me, guys. I'm like.
It reminds me of like an empanada almost.
Kind of. Or like, I guess, what is that? A chimichanga? Like those are a thing. But delicious. And then you have the crispy shell and the sour cream on the side. So when you dip it in on a hot fair day, delicious. And wash it down with the lemonade too. That's the way to go.
Sounds great. All right, Alex, we want to hear yours. We want to hear yours next. But I want to tell everybody here that if you're going to one of these fairs, you got to find the cheese curds.
Ooh.
So those fried cheese curds with the ranch dressing, I know at the Big E they have the ranch that you dip it in. I'm sure a lot of them have it. That is just unbelievable. Like, I should have been from Wisconsin, where they're from, because they're so good. Fried pickles, I always love finding the fried pickle station. And then churros for dessert.
Oh, yeah.
Classic churros. And fried Oreos. That was on my list, too. Yeah.
Yes. Ooh, my turn. Okay, I'm loving fried dough. I get it with the red sauce instead of the sugar. Put a ton of gravy. In the middle, I start on the outside, I rip and dip until I get to that center. Oh, I love a good fried dough. And this is a funny one, but I love caramel and candy apples.
Interesting.
Those are tasty.
Right? I know they get stuck in your teeth.
I was just going to say that.
Yeah, they're more of a chore for me to eat through.
Right, I find it hard to eat, but it is. You're right. The sweet into when you get the crunch of the apple, it is actually pretty good.
But Alex, do you bite straight in or do you cut it up? Like, what's the trick?
Caramel, I go straight in and I just deal with it later. And then the apples, I actually will take home and I'll cut them with a knife.
Ah, there
okay.
It is.
I gotta try that.
Yeah,
there's the tip. And lastly, guys, I'm agreeing with you. Deep fried Oreos.
Yes!
Come on.
Did we all have fried Oreos on
Look
our
at
list?
That.
I
Look
think
at
we
that.
Did. We got to have a fried Oreo party over here.
Oh, it's just so nice when that fried exterior, creamy interior, it turns hot and sweet. It's so heavenly.
One last one that I always laugh at when I see is the fried butter.
Oh.
Do you see that? They have the fried butter. And it's like, wait, what? Like, isn't butter in all of these things? But they literally just take a stick or a chunk of butter and deep fry it. It almost tastes like a pancake.
Does it kind of melt into the dough after it's fried, or it stays all like
it's
gooey?
Like liquidy.
Oh.
So like it does go into the dough a little bit, but when you bite into it, it's like liquid.
Like
it's like liquid butter.
Bomb.
A butter explosion in your mouth. Yeah.
All right, so now I have to try fried butter, and I need to try these deep fried tacos. So if any fair is doing deep fried tacos, please let us know.
We got to find them all, yes. Happy fair season to all. Eat everything when you go to these fairs. CT Food Girly, at CT Food Girly on Instagram. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Message and data rates may apply. Consult a doctor prior to use. Wow, you look amazing. What have you been doing?
I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic, Wegovy, and the other GLP-1 medications, right? Well, I found this great company called Zelthy. If you qualify, their providers can prescribe medications like Ozempic and Wegovy and other GLP-1 medications that are 80 to 90% less expensive, all 100% online.
I can get GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% less and do it all online? No doctor's office or pharmacy?
Yes, Zelthy can provide semaglutide or tirzepatide, the active ingredients in Ozempic and other expensive GLP-1s. But for 80 to 90% less and ship directly to your door.
How do I get started with Zelthy?
Call #250 with the word care to get started today with Zelthy. Get the same active ingredients in Wegovy or Ozempic, but for 80 to 90% less and 100% online. Don't wait. Call #250 with the word care right now for a link to your exclusive offer. Call #250 with the word care. That's #250 with the word care. #250 and care.